Sometimes you just got to take a step forward, no matter what the danger. Planning and strategy and magic be damned. I've seen a man wither and disintegrate, and what happened to Mars didn't look like that at all. Thank Desna, I was transported and not disintegrated when I stepped through the arch. I will admit my haste was foolhardy to just walk forward like that. For a moment there, I was starting to think I was alone and, well, this might be it. And then Vasilisa appeared behind me. And not too far later, I found Marge and started trying to make our way through whatever this place was. Come to find out, it's a massively powerful illusion. A fake world put over the real one, all happy and pretend. That pretend didn't last very long. I mean, Marge seemed pretty content to just stay here in this whatever this was. But that was shattered pretty quick by the blood-curdling screams of children. Most awful feeling and hearing I've ever had, experienced. That certainly shook us from our hesitation or any willingness to stay. And we quickly tried to find a way out or what to do. As the illusion around us continued to shatter, world around us shifted and stuttered and seemed to stop and start in a way I've never seen before. The fake happiness and the illusion of the people around us was interrupted by the screams. What was this place? What happened here? What was this mystery? So much still remains unknown. How does it involve this Milani? A god none of us have ever heard of. What do these books mean? Can I pick up those jade spheres without anyone noticing? And why does Marge have a copper coin in her pocket? When we get back, I can't make heads or tails of this. All these questions will have to be answered, and not in this particular order.
So she found a coin, but now, like literally, it's so worn she can't make heads or tails of it.
Hey. Exactly. Nice. That's what I was going to say.
Well played.
Thank you.
That's
thank
good.
You.
I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, last session we did a lot of party splitting and people hanging out outside. I'm sorry I made you sit in the 115 degree heat, but it was worth it because of art. And now we're all back together. Yay. We're all up in the
business.
You Bulka, after talking to Vasilisa, you started working your way back up towards the cottage. Marge, you have found that copper piece in your pocket. Vasilisa, you are in the middle of rifling through a bunch of shards of glass.
With gloves on. I'm not a complete fool.
And Valdine is going to see if he can pick up the stones without anybody noticing.
Okay,
the cool. Jade spheres.
Vasilisa, you're like right next to him, so go ahead and give me your perception check with a plus two.
Okay. Ooh, that doubles my bonus.
Oh, God.
That's a 14 total.
How does a 23?
Yeah, you pocket those. You pocket the balls. Vasilisa, so you're going through the glass and you actually find two vials still intact and filled with liquid. The first you are able to identify immediately, and it is a potion of cure serious wounds.
Nice.
Wow.
And do you want a roll for the other one?
Yes, please. Spellcraft. Right,
here we go.
Big. 18.
Nope, not good enough. But you're looking at it, and it is a orange liquid bubbling away in the vial.
Vasilisa will pocket the Cure Serious potion, and then I would like to take the other one, and I'm going to try to find Bulka to see if he knows what it is. And then I want to come back for the books. I'm torn in two directions, but okay. I grab the potion. I go, Bulka! Are you still out there? Bulka!
I'm slowly coming up. I'm coming back. Yes, I'm coming.
Well, these books are all pretty rotten over here. Don't know if you can make much of these.
I will have to look at those. I'm a little worried, not going to lie, that maybe what's in the books will be important. but that we'll have to read them in the illusion.
Can you get back there of your own will?
I don't know.
You do all feel the pull.
Gut. Oh, yes. The weird hook in my gut is still there. I think I could. Bulka?
Yeah, am I there back?
Yeah, you there? Okay. You get there now. Hello.
I am here. Hello. I am here.
I have found a potion. It's orange. It's bubbly. I cannot tell what it is.
Oh, you got one of the orange ones. Oh, I did not know.
Can you try to tell me?
Oh, I could. Yes.
Oh, also, I have a religion question for you afterwards, okay? Ooh, don't let me forget. We'll do the potion first.
No multitasking. Okay, I will focus. And I will detect magic on the orange potion.
On the orange potion.
I'm kind of hoping that it's Crush.
That's fair. Creamsicle. Crush is amazing.
Crush is great. Plus 7 is an 18, which is not great.
Nope.
So I do not know what this is. Is orange? I can tell that.
We'll have to look.
You guys later. Are detecting evocation magic on it.
Okay. I shall put it, I guess, in my pack for later. I do have a question.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of some sort of deity or patron figure named...
I think it was Alyssa Milano. That was her name.
Named Milani? Something to do Milani. With hope and a rose growing out of bloody cobblestones.
Knowledge religion plus 2.
I mean, hope sounds familiar. Oh, plus 2.
Yeah, because she's giving you some tidbits.
14.
God damn it, guys.
Sorry. It's like my best knowledge.
Yeah, I know. Nope.
You didn't roll well then?
I got a 95.
Oh. Yeah. Well, me either. None of us have any idea, but apparently she is the patron of the witch who lived in this place 1400 years ago. So that's interesting, no?
Yes. No, and I like the idea of hope. And you said like life, something growing from the rocks or the ground?
It's a bloody rose, like a rose that grows out of the blood.
Oh.
Inside the cobblestone.
You know what? Okay. Well, I have some information for you, Bulka.
Yes, I would like to know everything.
We walk through archway, feel hook in the gut.
Same hook, yes.
Biggest, most strong major image spell of all time. If you succumb to the illusion, it's like you are back in, what did they say? 3313?
Yeah,
Ulsgaard. Absalom Reckoning? Back when Ulsgaard was being prepared for fancy Midsummer Festival.
Oh, it was all green and there were apples and
you can taste and people? Smell and lots of people. So this such was, an illusion.
This is even before the Baba Yaga thing that you were talking about.
Yes, before Baba Yaga.
Okay.
Pretty close in time, I think, if I remember correctly from history books and whatever.
You said, Vasilisa, you think you could go back. Why don't you and Bulka just go back and try to figure out what's going on?
I don't want to leave you all alone. I'm a little concerned. I think maybe first we get the rest of group in here. Make sure they are all not trapped in the illusion.
Well, let's try and get to the other side and get out.
Leaving, probably good. But also, I am very curious about that stone chalice that's missing. Let's get everyone in here. See what the other side of the village looks like, maybe?
Okay.
See if we can just walk out or if we need to do anything.
Well, so how did you get back here?
You know, with illusions, you just have to convince yourself like your will is stronger than the illusion and you pop, don't believe it anymore.
So was Marge really...
Well, I was the invisible? One calling you.
I think that's
no, before that, though,
what you, is so you, interesting, because a lot of times people believe in illusion. They're still there, but they're interacting with illusion. Like, it's interesting that the people that did not succumb to the illusion could not see the other people that were in the illusion. Like I said, very strong magic happening.
You know what comes to mind? Well, actually, did you tell us that you have the coin in the pocket? Because actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know that.
No.
Okay.
She looked at it and she kind of stuck it back in her pocket and she's got it in her hand and she's kind of rubbing it. feeling the smoothness of it and how there's no markings on it anymore. Nervously, she's kind of nervous about this whole thing.
Did we actually go somewhere, but it was all illusion? Did you succumb to different illusion to not believe illusion?
I wonder what happened to Ghost. Like, was Marge still sitting on top of Ghost? Could Ghost still feel the weight of Marge?
Can anyone ask Ghost? I can't.
I know. I wish you could talk.
I mean, we couldn't see anybody that went
like
to
the Like, if I had just waved my arm right over what top
you,
of Ghost,
you
and
know
smacked
what?
Marge
this
in the face.
This is a good test. Good test time. Okay. We all stand near archway, arms reach, right? Okay? And make a little wall of people. We say, okay, everybody, walk through the archway. We're waiting for you. We explain the illusion. We tell them not to worry if it suddenly looks like summertime or maybe they hear screaming children. Either way, not real. And that we'll be there to go and save them from the illusion. Okay? So we stand. And then if anyone disappears,
we try and slap them.
We see if we could touch them.
Let's get back to the other group.
We go wave around hands. Okay, let's go back, and I'm going to try to help them to not get into illusion, just in case.
Okay, so you guys all head out of the witch's hut, down the steps, back over to the front of the town, where the gate is, with that glowing Desna symbol in the top bar of the archway. I forget what
Keystone?
It is. Yeah, maybe that's it. And there's, you guys did it. You solved my puzzle. Everyone's back together.
Oh, Miss Elisa, I missed you. You okay?
It's okay, but illusion stuff is happening. You might suddenly think that we are gone and you are in the past over 1,000 years. And
okay.
It's summertime.
So what happens if that happens?
Then you need to try very, very hard to not believe it so that you can come back to us.
Okay.
First, what I'm going to do is I am going to give all of you the fortune of Vara, okay?
Okay.
So that hopefully Vara will help guide you to disbelieve the illusion better. Or, Muley, okay. Do you understand?
Yeah, we understand. We're smart.
Okay, hold each other's hands.
Okay. And Marge will inscold, say, oh, now you just come to me and I'll be right here waiting for you. And I'll make sure you're okay.
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 Here we go.
And I use fortune on all of them. Kappa, Gary, Orm, Muley, Hatch, Vrix. I don't know if I can, but I'll give Marigold fortune too if I need that. Cool. Whatever, if just in case.
Okay. Who do you guys want to go through first? Is there an order or just all
I think
at once?
I kind of just want whoever, you know, it doesn't matter, I don't think.
Whatever's clever is totally whatever.
Will saves galore. Oh my god.
Okay, I gave everybody a double roll. So Gary, Kappa, Orm, Mjolni, Vrix, and Hatch, and Marigold. And between all of them rolling twice, they all pass.
Nice. Yay!
Miss Witch Lady.
Yes.
I feel weird.
Don't listen to the hook in your tummy.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, yeah, stay here with us. Just focus on being here right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold each other's hands.
We are.
Stay together.
If I let go, is my brother gonna disappear?
Probably not, but better to hold hands.
Oh, jeez.
I won't be surprised if there's a surprise before we leave, so let's stick together, be careful, and let's try to get out through other side, okay?
So you guys all group up together and you start working your way north through the village. Looking around now, Valdine, Marge, Vasilisa, you guys see all of these old buildings and you see where all those tables used to be set up and all the people walking around, and now everything is just in ruins. You see there's only really stone outlines from where the wooden homes were once built, and all of the nice grass and trees and foliage has long been dead and covered up with ice and snow. As you all head north, I need a perception check from everybody.
8.
11.
24 for Marge.
24 for Valdine.
One thing about my will save, I will say, it's the one save that the Harrowing Spell did not nerf for me.
Sorry,
that was a tongue twister.
Valdine, Marge, you guys are walking. You get to about there. very far north side, you guys can see the path continues down through another slotted canyon and heads out of town. And as you guys get to this point, Valdine, Marge, you guys are kind of looking around, and up on the cliff to the east, back where the church was, that Bulka knows, you guys think you see a pair of humanoids up there, kind of hiding beneath the shadow of a tree.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
And you make eye contact with them, you think, and they slink away back on the plateau.
Oh, they saw us too.
Aimsler, did you say someone saw us?
There was someone up there on the
right
cliff?
Right up on the cliff top up there.
By the temple.
They kept to the shadows. Though.
There's a church or a temple up there? And people?
I mean, they were two people looking things.
And you're still here, so maybe not illusion people.
Now that looked pretty real to me. I would think
Bulka,
did
you see
or...
anything in here while we were not here?
Oh yes, no, it was in here. By the temple, there was some. Well, outside the temple, there was some stuff. Yes, I did. I did see some things.
What did you?
What
see?
Kind of
what
things?
Who's all standing around right now? Is this polite company?
It's all
everybody.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
What is...
I just... it's going to like whisper in a hushed tone, but everyone can still hear because it's kind of to everybody. Yeah. So it's whispering for no reason. But like there was like ghosts, like children that were being chased and attacked and screaming. But it was not real. It was like some kind of vision or apparition. I do not know.
Yeah, something terrible did happen here. We heard screams in the illusion when we were there.
It is said that this place is haunted, so...
I think we need to get everyone out and then decide what to do from there.
Okay. I have an idea. Orm, Muley.
Yeah, we're here. Hello.
It's getting very cold, so yeah. I'm going to go ahead and put you underneath a blanket.
Okay.
You are going to have fun blanket fourth time on the sled.
All right, wee, yahoo, all right, yeah,
Kiappa,
look at
do
us.
You want to sit with them on the sled, maybe?
Sure, I can do that.
We're moving slowly enough that it is okay for Marigold to pull that.
Okay,
now they won't see any ghosts, it'll be fine.
I don't know if those were ghosts, though.
Yeah, that's the concern, I suppose.
How would we check for traps as we go?
Give me perception if you're looking for traps.
I'll do that. A natty 20 for Valdine, giving me a 30 total.
Good lord.
Hey, you got like 18 more than me.
Bulka, can you detect undead things?
No, I mean, I kind of know that when I see it, I can usually tell, like...
Okay, but you can't like go, ooh, Bulka, show me the undead.
Well, here's the thing is like, undead almost always are evil or like are created by something evil, and I can detect evil.
Okay, good idea. Could you see if you detect any evil while we are...
Well, I can only do it one time.
Oh, never mind.
So it'd be like in a moment.
He is okay. We'll just keep moving careful, I guess.
So you guys head north?
Yeah, keep going the direction we were trying to go.
You got a 30?
Yeah.
Up ahead, Valdine, you see very clear signs of the border of the town. There's another one of those kind of wooden archways hanging over the slotted canyon, but you guys are able to move forward. You don't see any traps or dangers or anything like that. You guys are able to move forward and past the other border. And when you do, you feel the tug go away.
So it
seems like we've left the influence of this place.
Just leave.
We should look under the blanket to make sure everyone is still there.
Oh, yes. Orm, Muley.
Yeah, we're still here.
Okay, good.
So what is the plan?
I am wondering if it would be worth seeing if we could get any powerful magical objects from this town.
Well, yeah, if it's late enough, I think that Marge would say, let's go a little further out and set up camp. And then if people wanted to go back and check stuff out...
Yeah, that's a thought. That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
I don't know how long it took us to travel
but
from
we've
the
been
green
traveling
space.
You guys have been traveling for like 8 hours.
Yeah. Okay, so it's near the end of our traveling day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think we should, you know, maybe go a little further down the path and set up camp for the night just to make sure there's some distance between us and this town, and then...
I wouldn't put too much distance just because right now the history and the notoriety of the town is keeping us a little safe from not town threats.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the two things that are here in the town that we just saw. No,
that's why I think we stay here outside of Gateway.
Yes.
We have Kappa and Gary and the children set up camp. Maybe leave Rix and Hatch to help watch too. How are both of you at not believing illusions?
Oh, we're really low-level characters.
I'm
not going to lie. Wisdom isn't our highest
skill. How about Hatch, Rix?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
Kappa, Gary, all of you.
Yes, of course. Yes, okay. I am here as well.
You are all very good at yelling loudly if need be. Don't do it, but Ouch. Are you good at it?
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm asking as a question.
Oh, yes. Would you like us to all scream together?
No, don't do it, but if there is a problem...
Do it.
Scream,
Yes, we can do that, Vasilisa. We can do that very easily.
I think we have you guys set up camp here for night. Stay safe. Watch north. We go back. But we need to make sure there's nothing that is not just a ghost or an illusion in this town before we sleep tonight, I think.
Lisa and Valdine and Boca, can you come over here for a second?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, Marge.
You want me to take my headphones off? Is that what's going on?
No, you're right.
So is Ash.
Yeah.
Marge is going to pull the coin out of her pocket and say, "This was a copper piece. It was given to me by that old man."
Wait, the illusion farmer?
And it's still in my pocket.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic and see if the coin is magical.
It is not.
Does that mean you can take things from the illusion and bring it back with you?
That is most perplexing. And I am going to have to try. Oh my goodness.
There's only one way to find out.
I need to know about that magical stone chalice, but also...
Stone chalice?
The things you saw at the cliff looking, the church things. I'm worried about those.
Yeah, I think I should stay behind with the others, just in case something comes out to attack them. The people we saw, Valdine, you and I, up at the church...
Yeah.
What if they come down? If we all go and we're gone, then we're leaving, you know, the kiddos and Kappa and...
Okay, there's the yelling plan for one thing. But for another thing, I'm going to cast a new message spell. Try to stay in view of each other so that we can point and whisper and send message along. Like, oh, I point at you, whisper long distance. You point at next person. We make a little message chain.
Well, you know, I think if the three of you want to go and check out the town and see if there's anything else you can bring back, that's fine. But I do not want to go back there. I do not want to go back in the illusion. And I really feel like I need to stay here and protect the kiddos.
Okay. Marge, you stay here. I cast a new message that includes you, those of us going in, so that you can keep view of each other and whisper across the barrier.
Okay,
this is the plan now. I include Kappa and Marge and me and Vialdine and Bulka. We all have message. Okay, this is plan. And Vasilisa casts message again.
Okay.
I think we were lucky that we made it through. Maybe we should just not do this and keep going. Is it for loot? Is this for money or power?
There is a certain
pull. Why would you go back?
Well, there is a certain pull to solve the mystery.
Well, maybe you can put all the people to rest. You know, you're a cleric, yeah?
Yes, no, I thought I put them to rest at the time. I do not know if I was strong enough, but...
Okay, so you dealt with some of the undead things, but guess what? Two people things. If there are two people of any kind, I don't want to not know that they are there.
So you are worried there is danger, that is the...
Yes, I need to check behind us, you know? Or I will not be able to sleep at all, I swear.
Well, we have plenty of coffee.
True.
Yeah, is there any coffee to help with will saves?
so, but that's actually a good question. No, yeah. While we head out and you guys set up camp, Marge and Vrix can get a cup of coffee going. If you drink 2 cups of the Yenchiburian hybrid, you'll get a +2 competence bonus on perception checks to notice a creature using stealth for 1 hour. You can benefit once a day.
God knows I need all the help on my skills I can get.
Stupid Harley.
I'll help. So, I'm sorry.
We're going to make you say it at least 5 more times.
Naharo. We leave Marge behind. She starts making her coffee.
Cool.
And I think Vasilisa is just very concerned and also a little bit intrigued by the idea of a very powerful magic artifact, because she's very, very scared of what's coming ahead in Whitethrone, and she wants anything that could maybe help.
So you guys leave Marge at the little campsite?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like to do a perception check while we're at the little camp area before we decide to leave anywhere.
Cool. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
I will do the same.
28.
Hey, I rolled a nat 20. So that'll be a 27.
Cool. You guys are looking around and it's all really quiet. Really, really quiet.
Okay. I'm feeling a little bit better about this if you guys want to go. I think we'll be okay out here. I just want to be sure.
Oh. Seems like this is important. You going to be all right?
I think so, yeah. I've got Gary and Hatch and Kappa will be good.
I noticed you didn't say Vrix.
She's still not real fond of Vrix.
Boca, what do you say?
Yes, we need to watch our 6.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right.
You go back into the area and you feel the pull again. You don't need to make a new save.
Cool.
This pull is still... Your old save comes through from what you guys were doing. For the time being, you seem to be in control of being able to be here or be on the other side.
I am going to... I've got the low ground and we've already been spotted. So I think I'm going to just head towards where Valdine and Marge said they saw people.
Okay.
The bodyguard follows.
Okay. Polka, you following?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, cool. So you guys start heading up the stairs to the left.
Oh, jeez.
Polka, you are familiar with these stairs?
Oh, the old stairs. They take me back.
5 minutes ago.
They take me up.
They take you up.
So you guys climb to the top.
I think Vasilisa would occasionally go to the edge and wave down just to make sure Marge is down there and okay.
And Marge will be.
I can at least see the campfire probably, right?
At the edge, yeah.
Yeah. So when I get to the top, I'll stop and look over the edge and use message to say, Marge, you okay down there?
Oh yeah, we're doing okay so far, I think.
Okay. And we are so far so good.
Should we look around?
Yes, definitely.
I'd like to do a perception check as we get to the top of the stairs to see if there's anybody around.
Go for it.
23.
Yep, so you guys get to the top of the stairs, and before you stands a stone church, completely made of stone, unlike the other buildings in the village, which were stone foundation with wooden walls and roofs. This entire thing seems to be made of stone. Attached to this nice little stone church, off to the side, you see a graveyard.
That's where the dead people all live.
What did you see here, Boca, when you came to this spot?
Yeah, so there is a pile over there, and he just kind of gestures. There is a pile of the bones of the children just kind of like thrown together.
Have you ever heard of anything, a group or religious practice that would involve this kind of thing?
It's not a Desna thing, but this could be for some particular religion or demon.
The stories of this place say the children were left behind with the 2 clerics of Desna. I wonder if it would be helpful if we wanted to find out what happened anyway. It was a very long time ago. We could sleep into the illusion and meet the illusion versions of the clerics and see. But I'm still interested in seeing if there were any real people up here. Do you see any footprints in the snow or something? I can help try to look.
Yeah, you see some footprints. You see like 3 sets of footprints.
Yeah, there's three sets of footprints here.
I mean, some of these could be me.
I mean, yeah. Yes, but not all three of them.
But those ones going that way don't seem to be Bulkus.
Give me a survival if you guys want to follow those.
Okay, I aid your survival.
17.
I mean, the snow is, like, it's snow. It's easy to follow tracks in snow.
If it's tonight. Yeah, yeah. It's been recent.
Yeah. Bulka, yeah, one of these tracks is yours. You're able to be like, oh, yeah, those are my shoes. Look at them. They're beautiful.
Sounds
like
right.
My face. Valdine, you see the other two sets of footprints come out of the church. And they walk over to the cliffside, and then you see them walk back into the church.
All right. Looks like they came out from inside this building, the church here, and they came to the cliffside when they saw us, and then they went back inside. So whoever we're looking for is right in there.
I feel like neither illusions nor ghosts leave real footprints.
Well, so. Let's find out what's going on.
Vasilisa is going to pull her harrowing deck out.
Yeah, and you're going to give them some negatives to their scores?
I'll just do a card reading for them.
Polka flinches. She sees the cards. Oh, no.
I think Vasilisa is going to walk back to the edge and whisper at Marge.
Hey, Marge, there's definitely two real things leaving footprints up here. We're going to go into the church to try to get them or see them, okay?
Okay, well, let me know if you need help.
Okay.
And she's whispering, so hopefully in the church they don't hear anything. It's magic and stuff.
So Bulka, now knowing that there's probably two bogeys inside the temple, I'm going to get close to it and give it a 60-foot cone of detect evil.
It was a church of death, though.
Yes.
Could be anything.
Now is just hideout for bandits, I think. Probably leather armor, very low AC. Just like the book one bandits. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, you don't even need Marge. You're fine.
We'll just solo this. It'll be crime.
Okay, Desna, you have no reason to think badly of me or hopefully any of us. Please don't let it be immortal Desna clerics that just fuck us up in there. Thank you.
Oh, no, there are two sets of footprints.
And two clerics. That's all I can
there
think about right now.
There were two clerics
right
in the story. Oh, it's okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Seriously, Desna.
It's lining up.
If your clerics live forever and murder children, I don't want to know about it.
Marge didn't think about that at all when she decided to stay behind and protect the others.
Whoops. So you go up to the building and you cast Detect Evil. Working your way through it, you start on like the left side of the front and you just kind of walk past it. And you're not sensing anything until you hit the door. And through the door in the room, you do detect two evil auroras.
Oh, no. Okay. Yes, there are two, and yes, they are evil.
Well, I guess we could dispatch them quickly and find out what they know.
Okay, I am ready with my guards.
Before we go in, I just need to do one thing, and he's going to cast a Weapon of Awe on his mace.
Ooh, I haven't heard of that one before.
Oh, I have not done that one yet.
Yeah.
So his mace that is very aged, like it looks like an antique, he cast this spell on it, and it's now like shining brand new, like chrome, and it just has this gentle, like religious glow to it.
You could say it looks awesome.
It does look awesome.
Okay, roll for initiative.
Kick down the door.
I take it your initiative wasn't great.
Mine either.
It's
Vasilisa has 11. Is it better than yours?
It'd be almost impossible to get worse than me. Coming in hot.
With a 2. Valdine with an 8?
Yep.
Whoa! Did you roll a -3?
I rolled a 1 on my initiative.
Yikes.
Getting that 1 out of the way now.
I have an 11 and it's the best initiative of the three of us.
We're dead.
Everybody ready with your weapons? Yes, okay. I have my deck. Vasilisa just shoves the door open to start.
I'm sorry that Marge is going to miss this combat.
Yeah.
I think Marge is perfectly fine with missing this combat.
Okay, I'll
rephrase
that. I'm sorry that Amanda's missing this combat.
So, round one of combat, Vasilisa, you open the door. And inside, you guys see a very dilapidated, torn apart, basically completely destroyed church. Now, this church used to be the Church of Desna for the town. So there's a lot of butterfly iconography, a lot of stars. The entire ceiling is carved with all sorts of constellations. The pews have all been destroyed. You see towards the front, there is a stone altar that has just been decimated. All of the statues along the sides have been defaced. And standing inside the church, you see these two humanoid figures. And you see them standing in the last remaining light of the setting sun. And they look like just kind of two normal dudes. You recognize one of them as being that kind of lean, lanky man that had directed you up to the witch's hut when you had first arrived in the alternate version of this town. And as you swing open these doors, they look over at you and they give you just kind of like nice, happy smiles to see you. And the last remaining light of the sun fades away, and as the shadow of night gets cast into the building and they drop out of light, you see those nice, wide, happy smiles start to fade away. And what is left behind is a gaunt face stuck in a horrible scream. You see their flesh rot away and their clothes turn to tatters. This is your surprise round. Vasilisa, you used your standard to open the door. Valdine, you're up next.
Yeah, I will fire.
Okay.
But is it Gritty?
I think it's Gritty. You fling open a door and he just shoots.
I'm trying to remind you that grit points
exist. Yes, I am terrible at remembering about grit. Yeah, you do get a grit point for just like, throw open the door, bang!
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see if I can do this. Okay, well, it's going to be... The bad thing is I don't have all my other bonuses, like my feats, because those all need to be within my range.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be 19.
That will hit.
Okay, fantastic. I rolled max damage. It's 13 damage.
Okay.
And did it seem to do anything?
Give me a perception check.
12.
I think they're too far away to tell if all the damage went through or not.
Let's do this, Melvin says.
Okay. Volka.
I've got my mace that's all shiny new in one hand, but in my left hand, which is where I've been firing my searing light from, once the door opens, I'm just going to fire with my left hand.
Okay.
From the palm of my hand, shoot a beam of light.
Okay.
It's a ranged touch attack.
Nice.
Which I'm not great at. God damn it. This spell has never worked for me. It's an 8.
Yeah, that misses. Sorry, buddy. Okay, and then we go to the real top of round one. And they rolled a lot better than you guys.
was it
hard?
So well.
Not really.
Oh, God.
Can anyone see Marge's banner from here?
So they are both going to just start moving in on you guys. These two shambling masses, these old clerics in some kind of undead state, start just running towards you all, screaming. And that's going to be their full turn. Vasilisa, you're up. What would you like to do?
I'm going to take a 5-foot step so that I am behind Bolka and next to Valdine. And I would like to do a knowledge check to see if I know what exactly kind of undead these are. That is going to be a 28.
Oh my goodness, yes. These are Hecuba, the risen corpses of heretical clerics.
Ooh.
Who basically turned their backs on their gods right before their death.
So something bad happened that made them go, Desna didn't help us, fuck her.
And then they died.
And then they died. Do I know anything useful about them? That was great. I enjoyed that.
You know quite a bit about them. They have DR5, magic silver. They are disease carrying.
Do I know what disease?
filth fever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they also have 60 feet of dark vision.
And is it low light or dark yet?
It's low light.
Okay.
You guys are inside. The sun has gone down, but there's still a little bit of ambient light leaking through. There's a 20% mischance.
Okay. Well, in that case, Vasilisa is going to say, look out, these things carry filth fever. If you have any magic or silver, use that. And then she is going to take her chances in the low light because she doesn't have the light spell prepared and doesn't want to dig around for her Ioun torch.
Okay.
And so she's going to cast Cure Moderate Wounds on one of her cards.
Okay.
And chuck it.
Nice. You proceed to do that.
And I really want this to land, so I'm going to use my Guardian Spirit because I forgot I haven't used that yet today.
Okay.
So I'm going to call on Theodora, please help me kill whatever this stupid cleric is, and I'm going to throw.
Okay.
My to hit is going to be 16.
You successfully hit.
I need, I believe, a will save.
Okay.
DC 17, I think.
17.
So it passes the will save?
It passes the will save.
11 damage and then half.
Valdine, you're up.
What are these ugly creatures? And Valdine shoots again, the same one he shot before.
Okay.
That is so loud.
It is very loud. Margie, you just hear gunfire.
Yeah. And she will be at the ready, waiting in case something comes down the cliff.
All right, how does 18 against touch do?
That will hit.
Okay. That'll be 13 damage.
Okay.
I'd like to roll a perception check or a heal check on the one that I shot to see how much damage it looks like it's taken. 22.
You see the bullet holes in it. It doesn't look like it's done as much damage as it normally would to a living, breathing person.
Right, yeah. I want to tell Bulka and Vasilisa just... trying to think how I want to say this.
Six words.
Yeah.
There's a couple things I'm trying to be better about. Number one, giving Valdine grit points.
Thank you.
Because I always forget that as a DM, I can do that. I can give characters grit points. Shit. The other one is the six-word rule.
Okay.
The free speech.
But I am loquacious. I cannot help it. Sometimes I just, you gonna get on a run and you kind of start to riff a little bit. And
that's like four rounds right there.
Yeah. Doesn't look like these bullets do much.
Hold on. Doesn't look like these bullets do.
A couple of them were short words.
Doesn't look like bullets
do much.
That's what Valdine says.
Yeah. But doesn't is a contraction, so it's okay. Kind of.
No, it's still one word. Contractions are one word.
All right, yeah.
That's why they were invented.
So you fire, you hit, you guys have dealt some damage to both of these at this point. Bulka, what do you do?
Oh, man. Something I've not ever done on this show before.
Strip.
Whoa.
I'm down.
He's going to smack one of these with his mace. But as he does it, he is going to channel positive energy through his weapon.
Oh, shit.
And
that's cool.
And yes. Bitch slap this thing.
Yeah.
With positive energy.
Okay. Nice. Do it.
So.
Oof. Whip it out and smack him with your rod.
I'm not rolling well today. It's a 14 to hit. God damn it. So I lose the channel.
Okay. So it goes back to the top of round two, unless both of you have anything else you can do.
I mean, I still have like a move or whatever.
You can tell him a six-word story.
I'm sorry.
No, I got nothing. Man, like, this should be his wheelhouse right now. This is what he should be good at, and I'm rolling just terrible.
Yeah.
It's hard seeing people shaken from their faith, I think, for him.
Oh, that's true. If he recognizes them as Hecuba, he's probably like,
what kind of check was that you did?
Knowledge religion.
20. So would I know they're Hecuba too?
Yeah, they're Hecuba. You get one thing about them. Yeah, what would you like to know?
Well, no, so that's probably it. They are fallen, corrupted clerics.
Turned their back on their god.
Bummer.
Right before they died.
It's unfortunate. I will help you get to the other side, though.
Okay.
This could be you if you ever betrayed Bulka.
Oh, God, I could not even imagine such a thing.
In your moment of death?
So
let's see what they do.
They see you trying to cast. They sense this holy spell from you.
Yeah, and that's technically not a spell. It was my channel.
Magic's happened. Glowing was there.
Yes.
It's a positive, very shiny
They look at
weapon.
You and they're good, like, this man love. Looks like someone who wants to tell me about the love of his god, Patui. And the first one is going to swing a claw at you. That is going to be a 17 to hit.
No, that is going to miss.
Interesting. Second claw comes around. And that is going to be an 11 to hit. And then we have the other Hecuba. And the other Hecuba is going to 5 foot step forward and attack Valdine. 12 to hit.
No, that misses.
Nice.
That one's better. 23 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. That is going to be 11 points of damage, and I need a fortitude save.
Okay. That's your good one, right?
Yeah.
Do you have negatives? Oh, you didn't take the card reading.
No.
Oh, lucky.
I only gamble when I can win. Well, I rolled a natural 20 on my save.
And we go back to Vasilisa.
Yeah. What kind of move action would it be to activate my Ion Stone?
If you just have to say a word, wouldn't that just be a free action?
Yeah. That's what I would
guess. That's what I want. So once it's out, it might just be a free action to get it going. Sorry, you guys. I don't mean to make this complicated.
Yeah, I'd call it free, and you're just saying a word.
So I'm going to 5 foot step back.
But it counts against your words per the round.
I'm going to 5 foot step back.
Okay.
Pull out from my backpack my Ion Stone.
Okay.
I'm going to say the command word, get it activated, and I now have a torch Ion Stone orbiting my head, so we can all see.
Yay! No
You're
more low light.
Welcome. That's okay. My whole turn.
Okay, Valdine. You have a Hakava in front of you.
I do, and I think I will go ahead and do another shot with my gun for now. So I'm using all of my amazing feats that go with this. Point blank, shot, deadly aim. No, it's not that. 23 against touch.
That will hit. Okay. Bulka, you are up.
Yes.
Bulka really could use your help in this fight.
So Bulka's going to take a 5. Can we please just take a 5?
So, Bulka, you take a 5-foot step into the archway of the church.
Into the church, yes. Feel very comfortable doing that.
Do you have any snowflakes left?
I have one. I don't know that I'm going to need it, though. I'm going to, again, as a swift action, channel positive energy into my mace.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit the one that is facing Valdine.
Okay. Well, there's good. Flanking.
Exactly.
Good
I get
choice.
Flanking, now.
Flanking bonus.
I really want to roll well.
No, you don't.
28.
You don't get flanking.
Why?
Because Valdine isn't threatening.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have a melee weapon, so it doesn't flank.
No. So it's only 26.
Well, I guess you still hit.
Okay. So.
And you still hit.
Valdine, pull a dagger or something. Valdine, pull a dagger or something. On the money.
We're like good at this 6-word phrases.
And when I hit my normal channel energy that like normally goes out and goes like 30 feet and heals everyone, all of that energy, that big bubble of energy is like condensed into my mace. Shit. And as I strike, it like flows through my hand through my mace.
Okay.
And it hits dude face in the dude face.
Do I get a will save?
You will. I'm going to do my damage first.
Okay.
17 damage.
Okay. Ready for the will save?
Yeah.
If it's an awesome weapon, is it magic?
My fingers crossed.
28.
Oh, yeah. You crush it.
What?
So it's actually only 11.
Anything else, Bulka?
No, I said 6 words.
Okay.
Pull out a dagger.
Back to the top. Round 3 or 4. The Hakuvas get to go. Yay. The Hakuva right behind you, Bulka, standing in the doorway with you, is going to roll and whiffs it on the first one. Second one might get through, though, with a lovely...
I'm pretty good.
27. Jesus, I'm not 9 points of damage, and I need a fortitude save.
Okay, well, thanks to Vasilisa, that'll be at a -1.
I mean, I asked permission.
You're just gonna say
we're just going to keep letting you know when we're getting minuses because of you.
Ooh, so it's only a 14, and if it's against poison or disease, it's only a 12.
It is a disease.
It's a 12.
You fail.
Oh, no.
I feel so
I don't
good.
Feel so good.
feel so good, Mr. Stark.
You do not feel good.
No, it's okay. He's back now.
Hello, Peter.
So I just don't feel good.
You don't feel good.
All right.
You don't know why.
You're going to find out later, and then you're going to die. And then it's going to be all to March.
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm going to turn into one of them.
Oh, no.
No.
You're going to spit just in Volka's face as you die.
Sekiakova is going to turn around. It got really hit quite badly by you, Volka. It's going to swipe at you. Swipes twice, misses twice.
Dope.
Ha.
It's just like...
Gee, I did not know you could sing.
Claire. That's a beautiful hymn.
Vasilisa, you're up.
And Amanda, feel free to just jump in with any sort of color commentary, or humorous observations you may have.
You guys are screwed.
I don't like the angles of this.
Not very humorous.
Vasilisa is going to cast Touch of Combustion on a card.
Ooh.
And she is going to throw that combustible card at the one that's...
Sandwiched?
Not sandwiched.
Okay.
So that it's not threatening to catch fire more than just Volka.
Yeah.
There's no avoiding Volka being threatened with a little bit of singeing, but she can at least spare that for Feldine.
Okay.
Plus, it's the easier to see one straight ahead of her.
True.
So she's going to throw a card at the one straight ahead of her, Touch of Combustion on it. She's kind of nervous and sick of all of this undead cleric stuff. So she's going to use a snowflake to try and make sure that she lands her card and maybe even does some card damage with it. So.
Nice.
Because these are magic cards when she throws them.
Ooh, that's
true.
They
count as a magic weapon. So. Okay. The dice were a 15 and a 16. So the 16 is going to be a total of 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
Yay! All right, so magic card piercing damage is going to be 4. 4 magic piercing damage from the card.
Okay.
And then the Touch of Combustion spell. I need a reflex save, actually.
Failed.
Ha-ha! So that Hecuba bursts into a violent burst of flame. It takes 5 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And because it failed its saving throw, it also catches on fire. On the first round after this, creatures adjacent to it must each succeed a reflex save or take 1d4 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Valdine.
Valdine is going to shoot the one that's further back.
Okay. The one back in the church.
Yes.
You got it.
Shooting that one. Deadly aim. 17 against touch.
That'll hit.
And that's going to be 10 damage.
Okay. Anything else for you?
Why won't these things die?
Oh, wait, they already did.
Ah, you were so close.
I know, I was just being...
Volka, you're up.
Wait, so you just do not pull out dagger. Whatever, fine. I give one simple 6-worded instruction and nothing can... Whatever.
Do you really want me to pull out my dagger?
The wrong party. As long as he's holding something, like, sharp stick, pick up something, anything will give me +2.
Okay, Volka. What do...
They're both still up?
They're both still up.
I'm going to go for the one that I'm not getting any flanking bonus for.
Okay.
The one on fire?
So which one?
It's both of them.
Yeah.
Thanks, Valdine.
You're going to go for both of them.
I'm going to go for the one in front of Valdine.
Okay.
And I'm going to use a swift action to put a channel into my mace.
Okay.
I'm almost out of channels for the day.
Yeah, you are.
But I need this. I need this.
Yeah.
20.
Yes.
Nice.
Want to do me the will save?
Natural 1.
Oh, let's do this.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Okay.
I rolled a 1, a 1, and a 2.
Aww.
No!
Oh, my God. So that's 8 damage total.
Oh, God.
But all the damage gets through, at least.
Whiffing. It does. It does all get through. I was really... That was
terrible.
You swing your glowing mace at it, and you, smash him right in the head. And it feels good. You feel the mace sink in, and you pull it out, and there's just a crater in his head now. And he just looks at you and he's like, "Ah!"
Oh. You will be home soon enough.
Perfect. Okay, top of round 5.
It's round four. Just
round four. Top of round four. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, honey. Top of round four. The Hakuva is going to keep doing the Hakuva thing. I believe he has to do a reflex save because he is on fire.
When you catch on fire, you do take 1d6 points of fire damage. So would it take that last round, actually?
Yes.
So that's two more fire damage, sorry, from last round.
And then he needs a reflex save.
And then he needs a reflex save to see if he takes more.
He'll pass. So the fire goes out, but he does take an additional 2 points of damage.
Oh, hey, he went out before anyone else took damage, Aaron.
Nice.
He took damage, and Bulka didn't get singed.
Yep.
So we're fine.
Speaking of Bulka, tell me, Bulka, where's my page?
I don't know. Is that your only question?
That was my only question. Does 19 hit?
No.
Okay. Second attack. How about a 14?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds sus.
Well, I guess the other one better go. Right? how about a 25?
Yes.
Okay.
That is
swipes at you. It's going to deal 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Second swipe comes through. Not as bad. Only going to be a 12 that time.
That's going to miss.
Okay. That's the Hakuva's turns. Vasilisa.
Back to us. Come on.
Back to you.
Come on, guys.
Bulka, step aside. I'll cast fire.
That is vague. There are many fire spells, Vasilisa. Could you please elaborate?
Step aside, Bulka. Fire incoming. Okay. And then Vasilisa is going to... You know what? Actually, let me get out the weird cones because maybe I don't even have to worry about that part. I need to check some angles.
Okay.
Vasilisa has been getting better at angles. So she...
With the help of templates.
She starts to tell Bulka to move, realizes even as she's saying it that actually she's got an angle on this. She moves to ready the exact perfect angle to catch only the Hecavas and not Bulka. And she casts Burning Hands.
Okay, excellent. Take it you need some reflex saves from me.
Yeah, I need reflex saves from each of them.
Okay, I got an 11, and I got 23.
Well, the 11 fails, the 23 passes, so the 23 takes half, and the other one takes full 5d4. 8. I rolled a bunch of ones. But anyway, 5d4, so 8 fire damage, 4 for the one that passed its reflex save.
Their clothes catch on fire.
Cool. Their old clothes catch on fire.
Okay.
Feels weird. But if they're wearing flammable clothes, then you know what? Fuck them. They get extra fire damage.
If I get hit with a flamethrower, my t-shirt catches on fire.
I should have only rolled. I was like, one takes 6 damage, one takes 5. Do they get a separate?
It's a separate reflex save.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess a DC 15.
Yeah, and that one fails. What did you roll?
I rolled 2 separate D6s, one for each, which was silly. I wasn't thinking.
Do you want to just take both of those off and roll 1d6?
No.
I feel like, is it okay if I just accept the worst roll as a penalty for me? Because I rolled a 6 and a 5.
Sure.
Can we take the 5?
Yeah.
Sorry. I apologize for rolling 2d6.
That's okay.
I got excited.
What happens when you kill these two creatures?
Yes.
Oh.
I like to think that they scream in horrible undead screams. And then collapse into smoldering piles of gross, greasy ash crap.
And that does indeed happen. And we look down on their burning corpses of ash, and we see two small silver objects in the dust. What could they possibly be? Has the weird curse time transfer been fixed thanks to the heck of us? We'll have to figure out the heck of a lot more later. We'll see y'all next time on the Dimension Door Podcast.
All right.
Me. Are they such
great? I loved it when Marge was like, "I'm just gonna stay here," and I'm like, "Well, this combat's gonna be more interesting."
Yep. Well, I figured no matter what it was, because it was just two things.
If I had rolled better, this would have been over like rounds ago.
Yeah,
it was a rough roll.
I just didn't want anything coming down without you guys knowing, is killing all of our NPCs.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly was glad that a PC was staying behind, but I didn't want to volunteer anyone. And Boss Elisa was going to find out what the hell this was.
Right, right.
Thank you for listening to the Dimension Door podcast. Stay tuned for a promo from our friends at Selden Crisis. We here at Dimension Door stand with the employees over at Paizo. We support the newly formed union and want to encourage everyone who listens to show their support as well. Take to social media and use the hashtag PaizoAccountability and follow at PaizoWorkers to show your support. We love Pathfinder and want the employees who make this game inclusive and diverse to be treated with all the respect and decency possible. A hearty thank you to our executive producers, David Lester, Debbie Hawks, and Callie Rose. Because of support from them and our other patrons, we are able to keep this show going. Our editing and music is by Zach Kreitler, bumper tracks from MDK Music, some sound effects from Sirenscape.
Almost 80 years ago, a young man in his early 20s created a legendary work of science fiction that still rocks our world today. In Selden Crisis, I dive into the greatest future epic ever told, Isaac Asimov's Foundation. Each episode is a personal exploration of this great work, combining dramatic storytelling with commentary and analysis, bringing characters like Hari Seldon, Salvor Hardin, and the Mule to life, and exploring how the great ideas in this story are still relevant in our times. How does a civilization react when scientists foretell catastrophe? Can we learn from this brilliant work of genius and rise to the challenges we face in our own lives? Please join me on Selden Crisis, the podcast.